Good morning. We'd like to welcome everyone to the Mesa City Council study session for Thursday, December the 8th. All of our members are present and accounted for. The first item on our agenda for this meeting is to review items on the agenda for the December 12th council meeting. So council, please refer to that agenda if you have any questions. First couple of items are to get the meeting rolling, and then item three are various liquor license applications. Mr. Richens.
Yeah, I just have a quick question on 3K, the Nile Theater change. Do we have, if you could talk a little bit about that. I just don't understand the rationale. I want to learn a little bit here. They're going from what looks like a full liquor license to a beer and wine license, kind of restricting.
Good morning, Mayor. Councilmember Richens. Yes, that's what they're looking to do. They won a Series 7 license in the lottery. The State Liquor Board or the State Liquor Department.
Wait, maybe you should explain that first.
Sure. The liquor department.
Yeah, I don't have. I've never got a liquor license scratcher before. So.
They run a lottery where applicants can apply to get a license through this lottery system. That's how they introduce new licenses into the system. And if you win that, you actually do. They pick your name or whatever. They win that. You actually have certain requirements that you need to meet to get that license, but you are able to acquire licenses that you normally can't get, or you can get them cheaper than normal going through that process. So what the Nile did win one of those. They won a Series 7. So what they're looking to do, since their Series 6 is an asset, it's worth probably $150,000 or so, they're going to probably either retain that or sell that. But they can't use both at the same time. So what they're looking to do, since they obviously feel that beer and wine is enough for them to sell there, that's the type of license they sought and got. So they're looking to get approval to use that Series 7 license, and then they will retire their Series 6 license. And then again, they can retain that if they want, or they can sell it.
Would they have to – could they sell it anywhere statewide?
Yes. The Series 6 license is, like I say, an asset, and you can sell it anywhere in the state. Then that person can pick it up, and then they have to go through their local authority to get a recommendation for approval, and just the same process we would do here. But somebody in Prescott or anywhere else in the state could pick this up and use it if they wanted to, and if so long as they could meet the requirements to actually activate that license.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great holiday sweater, by the way.
Thank you.
I think you get a discount at the ice rink, actually.
Good. There we go. I'm in.
It's free for all employees and families and friends today.
Great.
I'll seek a rebate then.
Okay. Maybe you can sell that.
There we go. I know. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you. All right. Any more liquor license questions? Item four, various purchasing contracts. Some interesting stuff on here regarding IT and police department equipment. Item five are various resolutions. And item six is introducing various, yes, Mr. Richens.
I do have one more. I couldn't find it. 5G, there's a selling a small tract for, I guess a well site was built in the wrong location. We're selling a well site to SRP, and we're going to end up with a small remnant piece of property. And I think I was just wondering, why do we want to have a 1,900 and whatever square foot lot left over, and why wouldn't we just in this transaction give all of that to SRP and divest ourselves from that? It just doesn't seem like it makes a whole lot of sense to be saddled with a little property, unless, Beth, you have a great justification, which I don't doubt you do.
Good morning, Mayor, Council Member. Actually, if I have an aerial photo I can show you. This is part of Retention Basin property. It's quite large and long. It follows the canal south of Dobson Ranch in that area. And we aren't getting a remnant parcel. They are actually, their well was built here. The land is here, and there's some overlap in there, and we're trading some land, and then we're selling them some land, and then they're vacating the land where the old well was.
So the 1,900 square foot parcel that's left is part of a larger retention basin system that we already own.
We are not going to keep a remnant.
All right,
there.
Totally unclear in the staff report.
Okay.
I could not figure that. I was like, what is
Sorry.
Going on here? So, all right, thank you. That helps.
But,
here we
go. Thank you. Any other questions regarding agenda item five? Six is introducing ordinances.
Mayor, John? Council, if I may, yes. An update on item 6C. It's the item that was on for introduction on Monday night that was continued to this meeting because of some concerns expressed by one of the neighbors. We've been working with the applicant, and the applicant's reached out to the neighbor to visit about their concerns and look for ways to address them. You have in your packet materials now a revised landscape plan that does show a tree on the north side behind each of the houses to help provide some of that screening that they were after. And I think that has helped the neighbor quite a bit with that basic concern of the two stories versus the one-story homes. Also, one of the neighbors to the north is actually providing a letter. He's not concerned about the development at all. Another one of the concerns had to do with some of the traffic issues, concerned about driveway placement and so forth. We've reached out again to the transportation department, and they provided confirmation that the street location is where it needs to be in this configuration to line up with things across the street and meet other requirements. And they don't see a warrant for a traffic signal at this point, 23rd or 22nd and University. But that could be pursued further in the future if there were identified issues. So we think that all the issues are getting resolved.
Great. Thank you, John. Any other questions regarding any of the cases under agenda item 6? And then item 7 is just taking action on cases that had previously been noticed. Item 8 is taking action on the subdivision plat. So currently there doesn't appear to be anything off of the consent agenda. Okay, thank you. The next item then on the agenda for this meeting is information regarding job order contracting projects. Council, any questions regarding those items? Seeing none, the next would be hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Sounds like we're all busy with holiday activities. I know there's the next item, probably hear something, scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Tonight, District 2 will be hosting a Building Stronger Neighborhoods event. It'll start at 6 p.m. at Johnson Elementary School, located at 3807 East Pueblo Avenue. We invite the residents in the surrounding neighborhoods from there to participate. Falconfield Airport is having a holiday open house today from 1 to 4 p.m. in the lobby of the terminal building. And Vice Mayor Kavanaugh is hosting a free pancake breakfast and holiday toy drive this Saturday, December 10th, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Fire Station 207, which is located on Dobson Road, 2505 Dobson Road. We're inviting everyone to bring toys for patients at the children, Cardin Children's Medical Center. And then our last meeting of this year will be Monday, December 12th. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Brady. Council, any questions? Yes, Mr. Thompson.
I said two things. Today I'm being shadowed by Wallace Hawes, Mesa Leadership Training and Development Program. So he's hanging out with me today. And also want to thank Matthew Clark, my assistant for the last 2 years, that is moving on to bigger and better things. And wishing him all the luck in his endeavors at the governor's office as his policy advisor. So thank you, Matt, for all your time, and good luck.
Thank you, Matt. We said some really nice things about you, as far as you know. And I just want to say thank you to Mr. Kavanaugh for this Saturday. I mean, give us a little brief history of the toy drive, Mr. Kavanaugh, because this is an important event and one that we need to make sure continues beyond your term of service.
Well, this event started 8 years ago. I had served on the advisory board for Banner Desert Hospital along with you when the planning for the hospital, Children's Hospital, was taking place. And Cardin Children's Hospital opened in 2008. And I've always had a tradition of doing pancake breakfast around the holiday time. And we decided to use that as a way to introduce the Children's Hospital to Mesa and to the East Valley by having a toy drive for their toy closets, which they use year-round. And it started small, and it's grown amazingly over the past 7 years. We have collected over 6,000 toys, new toys, unwrapped toys, for infants up to teens. And it's grown in stature every year. We've had great support from the Mesa Fire and Medical and the Mesa Police Department. SRP has been a very good sponsor as well for the programs. And we start collecting the toys in November. We're asking people to bring the toys also to the pancake breakfast this week. We'll have entertainment from two of our local high school groups, Red Mountain and Dobson High School, and of course firefighters will always provide a good breakfast. But what we also do is we work together with police and fire to deliver the toys to Cardinal Children's Hospital. It's a major event at the hospital. We'll be delivering that on December 14th. The Mesa Police Department was one of the first in the country to introduce the concept of Blue Santa Claus. And so Blue Santa Claus for the past couple of years has been coming to the hospital with us. I think he'll be there on Saturday as well. If we have a tradition so far in the council that someone else will have to pick up after me probably because Councilmember Luna and I serve as Santa's elves at the giving out the toys. I have to tell you this because Blue Santa is about 6 foot six, and so we look like elves next to him. But the fire and police chiefs attend. Members of their volunteers, connectors, SWAT, have done a great participation. They set up Santa's toy store, I suppose, in the lobby. Kids come down from their rooms with their parents and get to meet Blue Santa and pick out a toy for themselves, or if their brothers and sisters are with them, toys for them as well. But it's a great way to, again, publicize the work that Cardinal Children's Hospital does. They actually need toys all year round because hospital stays aren't limited to the holiday time. But it's been a really great partnership, I think, between the city and the hospital, and I'm hoping that the council will continue that tradition. Thank you.
Well, I'm sure we will. So thank you for the leadership you provided. The Children's Hospital is in your district, but it serves not just Mesa. It's a valley-wide facility. So there's no reason that it should be considered as just your district. But so I think we all support it, and I suspect Councilmember Winkle will be anxious to continue that tradition. But we're anxious to help.
Except the trouble is, he won't look like an elf. Well, actually, he might look like Will Ferrell as an elf. So.
That's true. Well, thanks for taking the leadership on that for the last several years. Council, any other comments or announcements regarding scheduling or anything else? Thank you. Then I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you. We are adjourned.